Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How's that old nursery rhyme go? I know an old lady who swallowed a fly. Don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die.
Yeah.
Well, I know a second dater who swallowed a fly. And who knows why he swallowed a fly? Because he's an effing animal, that's why. Because he's a maniac.
Oh,
and his name is Evan, and he's on the phone with us right now. And yes, Evan bit the head off a fly on his first date.
Savage.
If you're just tuning in, I need to explain a little bit because you're probably like, what?
Yeah.
He was at dinner with his date, and there was a fly buzzing around his head, so he thought, I'm gonna joke around and try to, like, nip at it, like how dogs do. And then he did, and he actually caught the fly.
Oh, my God.
And then bit it in half, and I guess one part of the fly fell down to the table, the other one stayed in his mouth.
Oh.
He ran to the restroom, cleaned out his mouth, probably should have just jumped off the top of the building. But anyway, cleaned out his mouth, went back to the table, tried to explain it, and his date wasn't really feeling him after that. So now we're about to get her on the phone and see if he can get a redo. All right, Evan, you animal.
Yeah.
Are you you ready to give her a call?
Let's do it, man.
Oh, my God. I really think that your mistake wasn't the accidental fly biting. It was the calm reaction you had afterwards that made you feel more like a serial killer.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Slowly biting the head off a fly and then staring her directly in the eye the whole time.
That's
pretty cold.
No, I'm not even stare her down. Oh, come on.
All right, well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now and see if we can help you out. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Vanessa, please?
This is Vanessa.
Hey, Vanessa, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
What's Brooke and Jubal?
That's a good question. It's a radio show.
Okay.
Okay. It airs on radio stations.
Like most radio
yep.
shows.
Okay.
Appropriate place for it to be.
Why are you calling?
Well, I'm calling because we do a segment on our show. It's called The Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then don't call them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone and figure out why. And we got an email about you from a listener. His name is Evan.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
He's probably hard to forget.
Yep.
Yeah, he got a thing with flies, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. We actually talked to Evan about that date where he accidentally bit a fly in half.
Oh, God, it's so gross.
Have you been referring to him as Fly Guy this whole time?
Somewhat, but I kind of don't talk about him anymore.
Yeah, it's probably a place you want to bury deep, dark in your head so you don't have to think about it.
I'll try not to remember it.
Yeah, he told us about your date, said that he really liked you, and he was just trying to joke around when that happened, but he understands that, like, you know, it'd obviously be disgusting to sit across from somebody on a date and have them munch into an insect that they, like, didn't order off the menu.
Right.
And he's wondering why you're not calling him back or texting him back.
It's not so much about the fly. I mean, yeah, that's gross and whatever, but the guy is, like, really kind of rude and full of himself. I mean, he, like, pop culture shamed me, I guess is what you might want to say.
Mm.
Pop culture shamed you?
He did tell us that he tried to tell you a Karate Kid joke and you didn't get the reference.
Right, right, right. There was some Mr. Nagi Shaggy.
Mr. Miyagi. From the movie Karate Kid back in the 80s.
What's the name?
Mr. Miyagi.
Oh, that's the name. So I'm sitting in the restaurant and it was starting to get really awkward because he was like yelling at me because I haven't seen some ancient film. And he just wouldn't go on and on about it.
Mm.
I felt really uncomfortable. It really was making me feel bad.
As it should. Like, no person should be on a date and be made to feel stupid. Like, he was so condescending.
And I'm thinking, you know, this is supposed to be a nice romantic date. And this guy is just sitting here grilling me about these 80s movies and the fact that I didn't see them, and it makes me feel bad.
Yeah, I have seen people treat other people as really stupid when they don't get pop culture references.
Yeah, I really take offense to that. And it didn't just stop with that one movie. He kept making other references. It's like Beverly Hills Cop was like another one. I don't remember that one.
Okay, I want to shame you right now because that was a great movie series.
Yeah, so. I don't remember.
Yeah, now
anything
I'm mad.
Either, yeah.
Yeah, but it's so old. I have no interest in seeing these movies. And you know what? I don't even think they're probably funny either. So.
Not funny? Uh-oh. Are you out of your mind? What do you mean not funny? They're hilarious.
But Evan, hang on a second. Vanessa, that's Evan. He's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you. And usually you're supposed to wait until I bring you into the conversation.
Yes.
But apparently Evan couldn't wait.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But just like, I don't get this. Like, how can you like, A, not know that many of them? And B,
oh my God,
like,
here we go again. Why is it a law or something? I'm know
it's
all
not
these
a
things.
Law. I'm just like shocked, and it's just I don't know. Like obviously, I'm sure
get
there are things like
yourself.
I don't know about your world that you'd be like, oh come on. I mean, I'm not trying to like make you feel bad. It's just like
you are making me feel bad.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, that sounded sincere. Wow. That sounded real sincere. Wow.
I mean, I'm really not. It's just like.
Yeah, I got that. I was also being sarcastic.
You're placing a judgment on me. You are. You're being very judgmental. Oh, wow. I can't believe this person did. So it's all the world, according to Evan. Like, you know, you don't have room for another person for a relationship if this is the way you're going to behave.
Well, I mean, if you watch the movies, you'd change your mind.
Evan, why are you so hung up on comedies and films from the late 80s, early 90s?
I'm not hung up on them. I've seen other movies since then, but, like, those are just gems of cinema.
Evan, come on. I mean, they're just movies. Don't you think you're overreacting?
These are classic movies that you just need to see, like, just as a person growing up in America. Like, and yeah, if you were, like, two or whatever when they came out, then, like, go rent them or whatever and watch them.
Are you really this fired up about it, Evan?
Movie buff.
I mean, I'm sorry, but who doesn't know Back to the Future?
Probably a lot of people. Yeah. I mean, I'm married to one, actually.
Really?
Yeah, he literally, every pop culture reference is lost to my husband. And guess what? I can still love him.
I'm sure it really bugs you, doesn't it?
It doesn't at all. But he does miss a lot of jokes because of it. I will say that.
See?
Vanessa, are you still there?
This is just so ridiculous. Evan, do you know it was actually a date, you know? And you really weren't treating me right. So a little advice to your future dates. Don't be so judgmental if somebody doesn't remember or know of all the movies in your arsenal that you insist that they know in order to be an American. I mean, it's crazy.
It's not like all of them, but those are in anybody's basic.
Oh, my God. I got to go. I don't want to talk to you. I don't care about your damn movies and whoever karates and police movies and whatever the hell it is. All right?
Just one question. Tell me you've seen Home Alone.
No, I haven't.
Oh my God, what the f***?
Now I'm losing it.
Yeah, that's it.
Macaulay f***ing Culkin?
What is happening?
Okay, Evan, I'm out.
You're living a broken life, Vanessa.
I think she hung up.
Hello, Vanessa, did you hang up? Yeah, I think so. Evan, are you still there? Or did you hang up too? Now are you pissed about
that? No, I'm here, man. Yeah.
Well, Evan, I have to ask anyway, even though she hung up. Vanessa, would you like to go on a second date with Evan? We will pay for it. No, thank you, sir. Sorry, Evan. She said no. If you didn't hear that.
Well, fine. I don't want to go out with you anyway, you shut in.
I'm so sorry you had to go out with that psycho.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Dude, Evan, why wouldn't you use that as like an opening to say, hey, that's awesome you haven't seen those. I can watch them with you next time.
I mean, I started out that way, but after like the first one or two where she's like, yeah, I don't know about that. Weren't the 80s a long time ago? Like, just that crap, like, that was it just fired me up, man. Like,
I couldn't tell.
I can tell.
Yeah. You hide it well.
You don't know those movies? That's like the same as not knowing that Bill Clinton was president and that he got a in the office.
I don't think so.
Claim to me that you don't know that.
Wait, what? That happened, Evan? I had no idea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.